Welcome to the Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight, influential leaders and their game-changing insights. I'm Jacqueline Strominger, CEO and founder of Leap to Your Success. That's leaptoyoursuccess.com. We help entrepreneurs, leaders, and CEOs grow their business, become unstoppable high achievers in their careers and life, gaining that 1% edge. We believe every professional has the power within them to leap to their greatest success that not only will impact their life, but the lives of the people they touch. So stick around to the end of the show and we will share with you how you can be our next guest. So stick around for those 15 to 20 minutes and let's be unstoppable. Welcome, everybody. I am Jacqueline Strominger, and welcome to the Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight podcast, where we hear from influential leaders and their game-changing insights. And today, we have an amazing guest on. It's Jay Ganapathy, and she is the CEO and founder of FinAccurate. And she is remarkable. I was like reading her bio, and I was like, oh my God, this woman does not stop. Oh my God. So besides being a mom and a wife, she is a certified accountant, cost and management accountant. You obviously love numbers. Okay, so now there's an IRS enrolled agent. You are Main Street certified tax advisor. You have your executive MBA, and I think I missed something in there as well. And you started FinAccurate. So again, welcome. And first of all, like, tell me a little bit about your journey and how you became your journey to the leadership position of the CEO of this company.
Yeah, thanks, Jacqueline. Thanks for having me on your podcast. I'm honored to be here. Appreciate the invite. My name is Jayanti Ganapathy. I do go by Jake. I've always been an accountant. So since my sixth grade, I found that I had interest towards numbers, and it all started from there. But then eventually, I took accounting as my education in my 11th grade, and then going into college, studying for bachelor's in accounting, and then a gradual transition was into be certified as an accountant. So all of my education was in India. I'm a chartered accountant from India, which is a professional education similar to the CPA in US. I not only did that, but I also did three professional educations certifications parallelly, cost and management accountant, which is another, you can say another CPA. And then also I did corporate law in India. So all three professional education each are like about 4 years, and I did all of them parallelly. So I did all three in India, and then I landed in a corporate job as a financial accountant. That's the only company I worked for almost 11 years. I started as a financial accountant. It's a multinational company. Started working for them in India, southern part of India, Chennai. And I was there. But even though I was working in India for that company, I was handling North America operations for that company. It was a global shared service center. So started there, seeing my work, and I got promoted very soon there. And also an opportunity opened up in Australia for the same company. So they had me move there. So I worked in Sydney, Australia for about a year and a half too. And then again, as part of a multinational company, again, another interesting, challenging opportunity opened up in United States in 2009. So they offered me to go move to US from Australia. So 2009, I came here, and I didn't know this is going to be my destination. So I moved around. Finally, I found my journey, and my the real journey started after coming here. From 2009 to 2015, I worked for the multinational company. I was part of two major acquisitions, so as a corporate accountant. So I've done a lot of post-merger integration projects while I was with them. And then eventually became a accounting controller for the same company. I did large acquisition and also finance transformation projects with the same company. So I was in the corporate environment, working long hours, working hard, and growing as a corporate accountant. So So at one point, I felt, oh, I'm growing as a technical accountant, though I had the education as a cost accountant and working closely with small businesses was my interest. As I was growing in the corporate ladder, I was more and more getting into a technical accountant kind of a profile, which didn't interest me. I didn't feel like this is not something I want to do for the rest of my life. So that's when I realized, I have to start something on my own. So I made a decision, and it was a bold move because I had no idea of starting a business on my own. I have no entrepreneurial background, either me or in my family. So all I knew was I didn't want it to grow as a corporate accountant. I have to do something else. So that was all. So I decided to quit my job, high-paying corporate job with zero clients on hand. So I booked took that bold move in 2015 and started Finaccurate. At that time, wanted to work with closely with small business owners. We started off as providing bookkeeping and CFO services, and started networking and finding clients close by in Boston, which helped me grow to a certain level. Within 6 months, I was able to replace my corporate salary. So initially finding clients was a challenge, but then within two clients, I was able to replace my corporate salary, which helped me a lot to go further. So that's where the journey started. I can maybe share more
Well,
one.
I first of all, I wanted to ask you. I mean, first of all, it's absolutely fascinating. So, a couple things. So, you're like going back to your corp, like when you're starting at the corporate level, that your journey, I find it so inspiring that you were given the opportunity or taken the opportunity to, obviously be in a great position in India and then. Again, coming to the United States. So tell me a little bit about that. Like, who inspired you, or was there a person like in that le when you're thinking about leadership, not everybody is
Present to
offered
the
that,
opportunity. Yes,
right?
exactly.
So
That's a yeah.
how did that come out about?
A very good question, because that's the key to my next steps in my career. Because it was not, the opportunity was not like always given to me, or so the one thing in my throughout my career is I always focused on what I'm doing in the present.
Yes.
So not just what the job is required of me. I pour my passion, love into the work and really work hard. So when at some point in my corporate job as well, I always wanted to, okay, I have this current role, I'm doing this. What do I need to do to go to the next level? So I always ask my managers that if I need to get promoted, what do I need to do? Not just promotion, it's not about promotion. If this is my career goal, if I have to go to the next level, what do you see me like me doing it? So I always understand what's that next for me. And I volunteer myself to do that job. I've done that many times at the corporate world,
Right.
though my job profile doesn't require me to do, say, I was a corporate accountant, I really wanted to be in the FP&A, financial planning and analysis, understand that, go to that next level. So I talked to that FP&A manager here, and I told him I want to get involved in these projects. Then I just started going early to work, spending a couple of hours more doing those extra jobs at work. So I volunteered myself to do the next level. So when the managers see that, when I'm able to help the organization grow
Right.
and go to the next level, that's when opportunities come to come anyone for that matter. So
Right.
how am I contributing to the growth of the organization? When someone sees that, they want that. That's the kind of person the organization is looking for. Who can help me achieve this organizational goal? Is this person showing that attribute? Then you are immediately going to be the first choice. That's how, like, I think every single step in my career that I took, I happened to meet that way, seeing that I'm going beyond what I'm doing at work, and I'm always showing that interest, going to that next level, having that goal. So that's how each opportunity landed on my plate.
So it's that's why. So do you feel that that is something that was Like, where did you learn that? You know, was it something from your family, or did you have, was there a manager or somebody that said to you, hey, Jay, you know, if you want to get ahead, or hey, Jay, let's talk about your career path each, and like, what do you need to do? So
I
where do you
think
feel
I
that
don't
came
think
from?
it was given to me or told to me. I always had aggressive goals about my career. It's not, I cannot stay in a comfort zone. I always have to be doing multiple things. It started from me doing three professional education at the same time. One, doing just the chartered accountant, say profession itself is challenging, but I
Right.
didn't stop there. I always had to challenge myself with the doing more things. That's even more challenging. That's one thing I didn't realize I had that, but now looking back, that's what I had in me from my education to my corporate job to venturing into entrepreneurship. I could go back, looking back, I can see that this is the attribute I have in me. So
Right.
that's what is helping me go to the next level. I don't think it's anyone telling me if you do this, I will, that will take you. It's just me always focusing on and having aggressive goal more than what I can do, and not staying in a comfort zone and being content with what I have.
No, it's fascinating. So, you know, if you're thinking about that, so is there anybody that you think about in your life that's like an inspiration that you'd be like, okay, like that person, you know, like who is that person for you
It
that.
definitely it's a lot of people in the corporate world, the CFO at that time, and not the manager as a role model, but they are also the people who offered me that opportunity to go to the next level. So they recognized the talent and not there were no politics or anything. So it's rare to see managers who can recognize the talent and then take you to that next level. So I would say I was fortunate to have every step I took in my career, I had that right person in that environment, be it my manager or the CEO of that organization who recognized the talent and then will directly come to me and talk to me, skipping my managers and recognize that talent. So that opportunity I always had. So yeah, throughout my corporate career, there's so many people who inspired, and my direct managers too, in my corporate job in Boston. He also had like multiple degrees and a hard worker. He was in his 60s and still working like very long hours at work, and very intelligent. How he questions at meetings and everything. I get inspired working with the smart people like that. So definitely, I was fortunate to work with a lot of great managers who recognize the talents as well.
That's really great. So talk to me then about, you know, as now that you started your company and you are the CEO, how do you do the same for your team? And how big is your team?
So I have a total of 20 people working for us. We have a good team in India, and I have a staff here in US and a couple of people, one in El Salvador and one tax accountant in Canada. So we are kind of spread out. In the Boston office it's me and one other person, but we are like 20 people organization all working remotely. The team in India, we have an office in India, so they work there. Since I know how I see my team is, I always remember how I started, who helped me, how I was recognized and appreciated for my work and given the next level of opportunity. That's how I see my employees too. I always tell them to not just focus on their work, but also continuing education and then giving them challenging assignments and giving them the opportunity to go do it themselves, even if they make mistakes. One of my staff always tells me, how come you never get angry even if we make mistakes? Because I knew that's how I grew. I made mistakes in while I was a financial accountant at the junior level. So I knew you it's not that you are making that mistake intentionally. You are learning. You will go to the next level. As long as you are not making the same mistakes again and again, you are learning from it. That is fine. So I can really appreciate where they come from, because that's how none of these positions was given to me. I worked hard to get there.
Right.
So I can see that same thing. As long as they are making real effort to go prove themselves at work, I recognize it. So go. Yeah, and always present them the opportunity to go to the next level.
I think that's such a key point there too, what you've just said. And for the listeners, remember, like, that is a huge insight. That couple things, like, number one, don't get upset at people. They're learning. I mean, if they are making the mistake over and over and again, and they're not learning, that's a mistake. But if they make a mistake, even if like it's twice, it's like, remember, you did that before. Now, like, you know, maybe it's put a post-it note to remember, like, this is your check and balance, right? Because it's true. And I would say it's the same thing in with parenting or, you know, life. Like, you know, getting upset for somebody for a mistake that they didn't do, as long as the people are trying,
yes,
that is the huge, huge
that
part
is
of that,
the
right?
And they are aware, they're acknowledging it and then learning from it and moving on. So that's what you look for in an employee.
Right. And not try to lie about it. Oh my God.
Exactly.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah. So that's really true. And that's actually a quality to, I think, for leaders to think about when you're also in the hiring process. Like, if that's something, obviously we hope that everybody is truthful, but also it's like the parent saying to the kid, right? If you drink, I will just pick me up, just pick up the phone, call me, I will pick you up wherever you are. No questions asked, and not get upset, so that they feel comfortable. Because if it's creating that environment of comfort, so for people to grow. So I absolutely love that. So the other thing I wanted, so where are you, like, in, like, you know, where is your leadership going with your company right now? Like, if you could say, if I could work on one thing or two, what would that be?
Definitely, it's a challenge being the owner CEO of the company and still wearing multiple hats. So we are in our 10th year, and I still am the person who is doing the sales and taking care of marketing and still executing strategies for work deliverables and having a team. And though I always want to spend more time with my employees and help them grow and everything, but you will always don't find that time to do it all until you get to another level. So going into 2025, my goal is to have another level, like a COO who can take care of, be that person, be that leader for my staff, be more available to them than me. So where my time is more focused on the strategy and forward looking and taking the company to the next level. So that's one thing. I, as a small business CEO entrepreneur, it's a challenge, and it has always been a challenge for a long time. But I would say now we are a team of 20 people, and we have a lot of the work being done by the team. Now I'm able to get to that level, but I felt I have to be more available for my employee to help them grow in the areas that they are lagging. So that's still something I need to improve on, but I'm working towards that for the next year or two. That's from a leadership perspective. And also from a leadership perspective, in the last few years, what I realized, I have to do more for my employees to show them, though I always think about the 1 year, 3 year, 5 year goals, but in this year, we really started sharing all of that vision with our employees. I didn't realize the impact that will have on the staff. Now, the feedback that I'm getting from my staff, now we can see a clear vision where I am going to be in the growth of the organization as you share these visions with us. So I felt sharing what I'm thinking, where the organization is going, and then involving them in that growth journey is huge. And I'm really enjoying this phase where I was able to get to where, you know, prior to that, it was just all me. And I would just tell them, this is what you need to do, versus now showing them a clear path, which gives them the confidence and feel there is an organization, there is a mission that we are working towards. So I think that's I'm enjoying this phase. So where
that's
we are
really,
right now.
No, that's actually, that's really fantastic. I love that. And that's a great growth space to be in. Mm-hmm. So curious, you know, you've had all this great success, right? And you've done super well. So I'm always kind of curious, you know, was there one moment in your journey that you were like, oops? And how did you recover from it, and how did it make you better?
Actually, several. It's not one. One thing I would say is in the 10 years of my entrepreneurial journey, I always tried several things, whether it's like marketing or sales strategies or coaching to go to the next level. So one thing that helped me grow to where I am right now, I would try, though I know or to, if I even if I feel 50% I will be successful at this, if I take this next initiative, I will still do it. So most of the time, when we finished that project, it might ended up being did not work out the way I wanted it to be, but I will have some learnings from it that I know I will not repeat this going forward. So throughout the last 10 years, we've spent on a lot of trainings, consultings, mastermind programs and everything. And there was always a learning that as an entrepreneur, you always have to that positive attitude and not feel bad about the failures or getting stuck in that stage and not moving forward. You always have, there is always ways if you really try hard. You just have to keep going and then figure out what will take you from that position of being stuck and to be unstuck. So I was in that stage in my third to fifth year. I grew to a certain level in my revenue. I didn't know what I need to do next to go get out of that status quo or stagnant stage in my growth. So then I figured out, like through the help of coaches and mastermind programs, I figured going from a compliance mindset to an advisory. So mm-hmm. you're in accounting and bookkeeping space. There's a lot of compliance related tasks from a tax plan filing and bookkeeping aspects. But I realized the small business industry really needs advisory help from a tax planning perspective. There is this market for tax planning is underserved. So my thirst for like keep going at it and figuring out what will work in this market ended up being understanding tax planning is the way to go. So I figured out that path, and that was a pivotal moment for me and for the business. From there, we found a path, and then everything now from marketing to sales, everything was focused on that one pivot that we can do for the organization. So oops moment, yes, there were so many, mm-hmm. but I just didn't stop or freeze there, and then I moved forward. So and learn whatever I could from that incident and then move on. Always, as an entrepreneur, you have to have that positive attitude. Otherwise, you will definitely fail and then regret and not succeed as an entrepreneur.
You know, it's there's so much truth in there. There's a couple of things, and would you not agree? Like half that battle is what you're saying to yourself up here, right? Like if you have those oops moments to get out of it, right? You have to have the inner confidence, and as you said, to learn from it, but to know that, like, to know that it's a learning experience, right? And so that's, and to be able to say to yourself, okay, it's a learning moment. I can move on from it. Don't stay in that down trough,
exactly.
Right? And
there is always a way. You just have to push forward. There is always a way to get out of it. Just knowing that, and God, there is a way to go, get to the next level and pushing forward, you will succeed. There's a statistics like United States, there are about 34 million small businesses, and 93% of them fail in their first 3 years. And they don't move forward. And only 93% even get to that, 7% get to that 1 million revenue mark, which is a huge failure rate, right? Like a lot of business, and there's several statistics like businesses don't go beyond 3 years, and there's only the 7% that go up to the 10-year mark, and things like that. So I think most of them faced with a failure, they get they feel down, and this is not for me, and then they don't push forward. I think that's where you have to stop and think, who can help me to get out of this level? And there's always way, ask the question, get help, and there's plenty of help available. That's another thing I appreciated starting this journey. Definitely in the Boston area, where we network with other business owners, there are always people who are willing to help. They understand the challenge in being on your own, starting something on your own, and I see people want to really help. So there is help there. You just have to ask for it.
Right. And you know what? So that is just so key. And you know, listeners, like, you know, obviously ask for help. The amount of something that you said, I think, is also really important on that growth and that journey to go from either being up the 7% statistic, which is you have to look at what you are doing and seeing if there's a way to add or enhance. Or sometimes you may have to pivot. So as you said, you went from being more of that tax compliance to advisory. And you saw that that shift in your business was going to help propel you
exactly
up.
Yes, correct. You just have to keep going. Only you will no one can tell you what you need to do next. Each entrepreneur, I feel like it's your journey and it's very unique to you. And only you can figure out what is right and what's the right next step for you. And you can get all the help and advice and everything. Ultimately, it's you who have to make the decision and find what's the best thing for you.
Right.
I always wonder why entrepreneurship is so challenging. Why is it so difficult? Why there are so many failures? It's just that, and the answers I get is mostly, even though there's so much help, there is a small business organization that can help, there's governmental organization. There is so much help. There is a lot of templates and business plans. Everything you can do, any help you can get, you have everything. And still, there is this so much failure. I feel like it's a gum dog. Entrepreneur as a journey is very unique to you. And only you have to figure out, no matter what's out there, and the only way to figure that out is keep going and trying different things. And until you figure out what's that one thing that works for you, you have to keep going at it. That's the only way.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you on. I totally agree. And there's so many resources out there. And the biggest thing, and you said this already, is you have to ask. Speaking of which, Jay, I have absolutely, I could talk to you forever. you have so much. There's so much great. I could so much great wisdom and insights and all that to share. But I'd love for you to share, how can people get a hold of you and connect with you and obviously get more of your wisdom and obviously get into some of your services? Because I think what you're doing from a tax for small businesses is really, it's really important. Yep. And I think it actually also helps with reducing, maybe we can increase that number from 7% to 8%.
Yeah, definitely. Got it.
Right.
Yeah, thanks,
So how people
Jacqueline.
can find how can people connect with you?
I'm always number one place is LinkedIn. I'm very active in LinkedIn. If you message me, that's an easy way to get hold of me to respond. Number one is my LinkedIn space, and then second is our website, www.finaccurate.com. And with LinkedIn, you can find me by my name. So those are the two places to go to. If you want to schedule a meeting with me on the website, there is an option to do that. And I'm always doing about 30 to 45 minutes discovery session with the business owners. We don't charge for it. We want to have that conversation. So no matter if you want to work with me as a client, I make sure I give as much value in that 45 minutes conversation. So feel free to go schedule a meeting with me.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Jay. This is the Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight podcast. I'm Jacqueline Strominger, your host. If you have found this information valuable, which I'm hoping that you have, hit subscribe. Also, please share this podcast with all of your friends and colleagues. And if you have a leadership story to share, please go to my website, leaptoyoursuccess.com/podcast, and apply to be a guest. Again, this is Jacqueline Strominger with the Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight podcast, and we thank you all for listening. I'm Jacqueline Strominger, and I want to thank you so much for listening to the Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight, Influential Leaders and Their Game-Changing Insights podcast. If you are a successful CEO, entrepreneur, or leader in your industry, and you have insights you would like to share, we want you to be a guest on this program. So please visit go.leaptoyoursuccess.com/podcast. And if you have gotten something out of this interview and you'd like to share the episode on social media, just go ahead and take a screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on socials. If you know somebody who would be a great guest, please tag them on social media and let them know about the show and include the hashtag Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight. I love seeing your posts and your guest suggestions. So we regularly are putting out new episodes and content. So please make sure you don't miss any episodes and go ahead and hit subscribe. Your thumbs up. Ratings and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and they mean so much to me and my team. You want to know more about the podcast or about Leap to Your Success? Just go to the website, leaptoyoursuccess.com, or follow me, Jacqueline Strominger, on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. Just plug in my name, Jacqueline, that's Jacqueline, dot Strominger, Strominger, and follow me on all the socials. So thank you so much for listening, and remember, be unstoppable.